Hello, this is Justin Coleman, and this is the Master Sales Funnels Podcast. We are on day 14 of 30-day affiliate action. Welcome back. Hopefully you've taken the last couple days to dive into affiliate funnels and learn a little bit about how they can help you set yourself apart from other affiliate marketers, even if they're selling the exact same product as you. Having a funnel in place, having an easy way to build a funnel, having that free GrooveSell program in order to be able to glue your WordPress pages together, however you're building your funnel, having that weapon in your business to be able to set yourself apart from people is vital. Now we turn our attention today to creating great content that Google will love. So for myself, back in 2016, I was filming weddings for a living, actually, and I had a full-time job, and I had to commute 30 minutes to that job, so a very full week filled mixed with weekends that I had to spend traveling to weddings. Up to 2 hours I would travel to these weddings and spend all day there. I didn't have a time limit the first many weddings, so I had a newborn on the way. I had student debt coming due around the same time. I'd finished my master's degree in March of 2016, and I had my little girl due in August of that same year. Student debt was coming due in October, and I just wanted a way that I could make money online that didn't involve so much time. So much of my time was going towards trying to make money, and we were still underwater. It just seemed like such a waste, and I wanted to be able to, you know, make money passively so I could reclaim a bit of my life. And I've made great strides towards that over the several years, the 7 years since then now. But not exactly where I want to be, but I mean, who is? We want to keep growing, keep moving onwards. Anyways, at that time in 2016, I was in a bit of a panic mode trying to find something, learn anything that I could to start making that passive income. So I landed on the idea of building a crowdfunding platform like GoFundMe, an Indiegogo, or a Kickstarter. I wanted to build my own, except my platform wouldn't take any fees at all. So the idea was that you'd still have to pay like the PayPal fees or whatever money processor I was using, because, you know, I don't control those businesses. But for me personally, I was going to provide the platform for free, zero fees on my end. That would give more money to the people providing the projects that they wanted funded, and I was just going to place ads for stuff on the website, and my revenue was going to be in ads. The idea was that I was going to drive enough traffic to be able to support myself with ad revenue through this website. I built the site in, I don't know, it was like a week maybe. I wasn't super well versed in WordPress at the time. I've done a lot since then, but I built it really fast. In the mornings while I was like feeding my new daughter and stuff, I was building the website, and I got it up and it was functional. I'd spent some money on, you know, the plugins that allowed for people to create their own projects. I only ever had one project on the website. One person submitted their project, that poor person, because the website, I mean, somebody's got to be the first project, but it didn't do them any justice because, you know, there was no eyeballs on it. I waited months trying to find people to get people to this website. I'd post on social. I think I wrote a couple blog posts, just to no avail whatsoever. Like, nothing was working. And then I started Googling. I started diving into the rabbit hole of SEO. Like, what gets a website found? I mean, you can build it, but they're not going to come. It's the old adage from the movie, but, you know, it's like a billboard in the middle of the desert. Like, nobody cares. You have to be able to provide value to people to get them to go there. My $0 platform fees wasn't enough of a hook to get people in, or I didn't have enough people looking at like the social posts. So I really needed to learn how to get people to come to my website, and I became obsessed. That's why I'm an SEO expert now is because I started diving in at this point, trying to get people to this crowdfunding website. Since that time, I've been able to get numerous articles on page one of Google for our mom blog, for my wife's personal blog, for my marketing blog. There's been several in the top spot, so number one spot. I've had many in the top three, and I don't even know how many on the first page. So if it's beyond page one, people likely aren't going to find it. That's why SEO is so tough. But it's been the route that I've gone over the years because I just didn't like the idea of continually spending money on advertising. Don't get me wrong, if you do have money to get a campaign going, it's really worth it if you can get it to work. But I've always tried to go the organic route, and that led me to SEO. So, whether you're writing a blog post, recording a podcast, or producing video of some sort, long form or short form, keyword research is vital to getting people to your content. You have to know what people are searching for and able to provide them what they want. So, what we've gone over in past episodes is the buyer's journey, which is great. You can kind of get into their minds and think, you know, what are these people thinking? But unless you do keyword research, you're not going to know exactly for sure what people are looking for. So you have to know what people are searching for, you know, have to know how many people are searching for that thing. So even if you find a keyword that you think sounds like what you want to be talking about and what is great, if you have 5 searches per month, that's not going to convert very well. It's true that in the beginning, you kind of want to hit those low volume keywords because there's less competition for them. You start to rank for them, and then Google starts to give your site some authority, but you're not going to get a lot of conversions because if you get 5 people, you would need a 20% conversion rate to even get one person to sign up for your product, right? So the more eyeballs, the better. The more relatable eyeballs, the better. So people who are actually looking for what you're writing about, if you get, you know, 1 million people to your website and they're not the right audience, they're not going to buy. If you get 5 people to your website and they're the perfect audience, you might get 3 of them to buy. But we need numbers in order to work with the percentages to, you know, convert people and make money. You can gain topical authority, like I said, over time by sticking to your subject. So even if you have to hit those low volume keywords at first, you do that. So as long as it's on your topic. If you go an inch wide and a mile deep, Google will appreciate that a lot more, at least at first, than if you go, you know, a mile wide and an inch deep. You don't want to, this has been a big problem of mine in the past, is in the realm of sales funnels, I was reviewing tons of different products that were related, semi-related. Anybody who'd reach out to me with a semi-related product asking me to do a review for them, I would. And that's just not the way to go, especially with SEO and search engine optimization and trying to get found in search engines. You want to have topical authority on your topic, what people are looking for on your topic, and Google's going to love that and give you better rankings. Think Amazon. They didn't go and sell vacuum cleaners and video games and movies and, you know, perfume all on the get-go. They started with books. Amazon at first was only books. If you remember back, they went hard on books until they were known as the authority of being the online bookseller, right? And then they branched off into, I think it was either music or movies. It was one of those categories. And then they went into the other category of those two. So they got topical authority in books, and then they moved to other categories. So that's what we want to do. We want to get topical authority. We want to get a niche audience that is swarming to our articles because we rank so well, because we are targeting that niche. We're hitting it really well in the search engines or the algorithms if you're posting on other platforms like podcasting or video. You want to make the algorithms happy in any way, shape, or form, and that involves being an expert on your topic. Another thing is you don't want to keyword stuff. It's been a long time since keyword stuffing worked. I believe the update was in like 2013 that they got rid of keyword stuffing. It might have been earlier than that. I'm not super well versed on exactly when things happen. I just know that it's been a long time since keyword stuffing worked. You want to make sure that your content speaks naturally. Like, you don't want to just cram in the keyword you're targeting in the middle of a sentence because it makes sense. If you're targeting specific locations, you don't want to cram that location into a sentence because it's not going to make sense. Essentially, we just don't want to talk weird. We want it to be conversational, even if you're not speaking it. Even if you're writing it, we want it to be conversational. Just remember, as you're creating content, that the number one thing you need to know and you need to do is make sure that your customer experience comes first. So yes, we're trying to make the algorithms happy. Yes, we're trying to make Google happy so they will rank us. But guess what's going to make the algorithm happy and Google happy? Making the customer happy, making the searcher happy, making the people using their platform happy. If you provide the best answers, a video that's entertaining that people are going to comment and like and engage on, that's what the platform's looking for. They want people to love what they're seeing on the platform. They want people to stay on the platform, and they want people to engage and comment. So if you can do anything along those lines on other platforms, then make sure you're speaking to the customer and not just the algorithm, because it's not going to work. The algorithms are designed to make the customers happy, so if we make the customers happy, the algorithm should eventually pick up on that. So, all of that said, your homework today is to read the suggested reading. I have a very good article on mastersalesfunnels.com about keyword research and a little bit on how to go into all of that. So be sure to read that article, get into doing some keyword research. There's various ways that I mentioned in the article on how you can do keyword research. You can get started for free with a program like UberSuggest. Higher end ones like SEMrush or Ahrefs usually have like a 7-day trial you can get on. Just find one of these research tools. I will link to some of them. I don't think I'm an affiliate for any of them, but I'll mark the link if it is an affiliate link, as always, as is required by law, at least in the United States with affiliate marketing. You have to mark your links, so I always do that. But I'll link to those. I also have a keyword research tool that you can use for like YouTube and video. So there's a lot of good tools out there. You just kind of have to pick one and learn it and start finding what people are searching for that is related to your product that you are trying to sell. So dive into one of those and start doing that. If you haven't joined the community, be sure to do so at affiliateaction30.com. That's affiliateaction30.com. Be sure to share and rate this podcast, and be sure to check out the show notes for your required reading today, as well as some links to keyword research platforms. You can do that at mastersalesfunnels.com/60. That is this episode. We're on episode 60, which is really cool. This podcast series has really bumped up my number of episodes, and I feel like I'm getting a little bit better of a flow as I'm talking. So, practice makes perfect in anything that you do. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we discuss the homepage of our website and what we are going to put there. Until then, earn extra, take control, help more. Let's keep tackling affiliate marketing. See you next time.